Okay. Here in Perek Yud of the Nefesh HaChayim, he brings a recite to Machlokas Rishonim about who is greater, people or Malachim. And he resolves that there really isn't a Machlokas, it just depends on a person's perspective, but in fact both positions are correct. And that is because from a certain perspective, Malachim of course are greater than human beings, and that would probably be our intuitive response. Because Malachim are purely spiritual beings who are there to accomplish and to fulfill the Ratzon of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And in fact, that's what the Vilna Gaon writes in his commentary in Shir HaShirim, Perek Beis, Pasuk Tes, commenting on the Gemara Mesechtas Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara says Mesechtas Rosh Hashanah that Kadosh Baruch Hu created Nun Shari Bina, 50 gates of understanding. Corresponding to that, of course, there's 50 gates of impurity. That's right, we know Klal Yisrael was standing at the precipice of being gone forever into the 50th gate of Tumah when they were leaving Mitzrayim. Well, Yachlu lehis mamea v'gam tzedalo asulahem. They couldn't wait around any longer, says the Ariya Kodesh, because they were standing at the 49th level of Tumah. If they would have descended any further, they would have been gone forever. And that's why we need 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer in order to uplift ourselves from the 49 depths of Tumah that we descended to in Mitzrayim, and we needed 49 steps out of it in order to get 49 steps of rehabilitation in order to be ready for Kabbalah Sater Memet Har Sinai. So there's 50 levels of impurity. But there's also 50 levels of understanding of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's always Zelu Uma Zeh Salukin. There's always equal and opposite forces of good and evil. And just like there are 50 degrees of separation from the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's also 50 gates of understanding of intimacy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu called the Nun Shari Bina. However, the Torah tells us in Parashas, the Navi says in, I think it's a Pesukim in Sefer Tehillim, that Vatachzireu Ma'at Me'alikin, that Adam HaRishon is somewhat removed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In what sense are we somewhat removed? Then Moshe Rabbeinu was revealed to him 49 levels of understanding, but not the 50th. The 50th was kept from him. For he says, Ufanai lo yero, Moshe Rabbeinu saw the back of the Ribbono Shel Olam, he didn't see the front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in that sense, Moshe Rabbeinu was lacking somewhat in his understanding of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He didn't get the 50th gate of wisdom. However, Malachim, says Vilna Gaon, have all 50 gates of understanding, of intimacy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they're entirely bound up, inextricably linked with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So on the one hand, Malachim is surely superior spiritually to that of human beings. On the other hand, human beings are more are superior to that of Malachim, because Malachim only have one job, one aspect to their existence. Whereas Adam HaRishon, of course, human beings, besides the aspect of Bechira Chafshis, the ability to choose, however, were also created B'Tzelem Elokim, which the Nefesh HaChayim has been explaining to mean that, other than the obvious explanations, what it really means on its deepest level is that we are created in the spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that we have the ability to affect all of creation through our actions, all of creation donated, contributed to our existence. That's what's meant by the pasuk Nasa Adam B'Tzalmenu Kidmuseinu, as the Vilna Gaon explained, that all of creation donated, contributed to the creation of Adam HaRishon, to the formation of Adam HaRishon. That's why we have to be, we should be swift like the eagle, we should be fast like the leopard, we should be, industrious like the ant. All of these qualities are similar between that of human beings and that of the animal kingdom, because they all contributed these wonderful qualities to the creation of Adam HaRishon. And in that sense, because we were created at the culmination of the Sheish Yemei Bereishis, and everyone contributed to our creation, Malachim included, we have the ability to affect the physical world as well as the spiritual worlds through our actions. And in that sense, we're much more influential than the Malachim, who have one job and one, kind of designated role, and they can't really move out of that role. So that's why he says, based on his definition of Tzelem Elokim and what it really implies, that we have the ability to affect the lower worlds, the upper worlds, through our actions, and in that sense, we're really superior to the Malachim. Of course, spiritually, they're more, perhaps connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in one way, but on the other way, we're a little bit more influential than they are. And he alludes at the end of Perek Yud that that's what it means in the dream of Yaakov Avinu that he has at the Makom HaMikdash, right? He's running away from Esav, his way to the house of Lavan. He sleeps at the place of the Makom HaMikdash, and he has a dream about a Sulam Mutav Aretzav Arosh HaMagiyah Shemayma, about a ladder that extends all the way, from this world into the heavens. And the Malachim are going up and down. So what is that, what does that illusion come to teach us? So Reb Chaim Volozhiner claims that it's based on the Zohar HaKadosh, that what it refers to is that we have the ability through our actions to raise and lower the Malachim, meaning we have the ability to raise and lower this world in its interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can take a mundane item and through using it as a vehicle to come closer to Hashem, we've elevated it. So we have the ability to endow Kedusha in this world and through performing Averis to remove Kedusha from this world, and we can even affect the way the Malachim interact with the Ribbono Shel Olam. He already said earlier in Perek Vav that that's what we mean when we say in davening, Ata Kadosh, Veshimcha Kadosh, Ukdoshim B'chol Yom Yalu Chasela, that we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kadosh, and then as a result of the fact that we declare HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kadosh, the Malachim can say Ukdoshim B'chol Yom Yalu Chasela, they can praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shamayim. But they can only praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shamayim because we are praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu down here. So of course there's a parallel, right? There's that the two dimensions of the Olam, the Beis HaMikdash Shomayel, the Beis HaMikdash Shomata, the Beis HaMikdash Shomayel is a function of Beis HaMikdash Shomata. However, even on a more personal level, we enable the Malachim to elevate themselves and come close to Hashem. Therefore, they can only become Kadosh because we are Kadosh down here. So our actions, in a certain sense, are a little bit more influential, impactful, then the Malachim, that we can uplift this world, we can even uplift the spiritual world as well. He says that's what it means, is a pasuk in Sefer Zechariah, which tells us, V'nosati l'chom ha'alchem ben ha'im de'ma'ela, that Zechariah says, I'll give you the ability to be ma'alchem ben ha'im de'ma'ela, amongst those who are standing. So Malachim have no ability to walk from place to place. Malachim are stuck with their 2 feet together. That's why during davening, right, we are similar to Malachim. We're tuned in only with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, no distractions. But Malachim, because they have 1 foot, can only hop, right? But they can't really get anywhere with only 1 foot. People have 2 feet, because the expectation is that we'll walk from place to place, we'll continue to grow, we'll continue to climb, and to take everything that's with us here in this world and to elevate it towards Shemaim. So that's what it means, V'nasati l'cham ha'alchem ben o'im de'ma'ela, the Malachim are Oimdim, and we are Mahalchim, and in that sense, we're superior to the Malachim. The Megala Amukai says a famous pshat, and many others, the Klei Yoker says the same thing on Chumash. What the Pasuk says means in Sefer Zechariah is, when Asati Lecham Mahalchim, Bein Ha'oimdim Ha'ela, means that even if after a person is gone, Achamei Vesem Shani, he's already standing with the Malachim, he can still elevate himself. He can still move. How? He's already gone. There aren't any more mitzvahs in the Olam HaEmes. The answer is no, because if his children and his grandchildren continue to follow the Torah and the mitzvah, so he's continuing to have an impact well beyond his existence in this world. So then that continues to accrue zechusim for him, and he can continue to elevate himself even in the Olam HaEmes. So even when he's with the Malachim, forget about in this world, but even when he's with the Malachim in the next world, he can still be a Hoylech because of the generations that he left here who are following in his footsteps. However, on a more simple level, what it refers to the fact is that the Malachim really are one station, and they remain at that station, and the people can elevate themselves and really can elevate the world around them. Which is that there's a famous comment of the Sefer HaMakna. You have to know this. The Gemara says, Masechtas Chagiga, commenting on the Pasuk, Ki Tari Yavakshu Mipiu, Ki Malach Hashem Tzevokoisu. I think the Pasuk can say from Malachi. You should seek Torah from his lips, Ki Malach Hashem Tzevokoisu, because he's a Malach Hashem. So the Gemara says in Chagiga that a person should only learn Torah from a Rebbe who's Doima L'Malach Hashem Tzevokoisu. And Doima L'Malach Hashem Tzevokoisu, Yavakish Torah Mipiu. Vim Lav, and if he's not similar to Malach Hashem Tzevokoisu, Al Yavakish Torah Mipiu. You should not seek Torah from his lips. So Rav Shechter always used to say, what does it mean he's Doima L'Malach Hashem? He has a big beard and a long coat. What is that? Is that what it means, he's Malach Hashem? Is that how we picture Malachim? Well, how do we picture Malachim? What does it mean, ki Doima L'Malach Hashem Tzevokoisu? In what sense is he similar to a Malach Hashem? So Shechter likes to quote, but it's not his, everyone knows this. The Sefer HaMakna says, Masechtas Kiddushin, in the Hakdama, that what it's referring to is that a Malach is stuck at one station in life. He can't move. Person is a Hoylech. He has 2 feet. He's able to walk from place to place, to uplift himself, to uplift the rest of the world with him. He can bring everybody up, he can bring everybody down, but the expectation is he'll bring everybody up. But he has this ability to be much more influential and impactful in his interactions in the world. Much more than a Malach. So the purpose of, a good educator is a person who learns Torah or teaches Torah, not for his own sake, but he does so for the sake of his Talmidim, and hopefully, to learn and to teach what's best for them, not what's best for him. So in that sense, a Rebbe is supposed to be Doima L'Malach Hashem. In what way is he supposed to be Doima L'Malach Hashem? Not with a big white beard and a big long coat. What it means is, He's supposed to be doing the Malach Hashem. He's not thinking about himself. He's stuck at one station. He's not worried about his own growth, you know, what he wants to learn. Sometimes you have Rebbeim like that. They want to learn something, because I haven't taught this in 20 years. I'd like to learn the first Perek HaZavachim, so I'm going to schlep along the Talmidim with me and learn the first Perek HaZavachim. That's not nice. No one Talmidim. I haven't met a Talmud yet who's asked to learn Kachim in their 3 years in Yeshiva. Kol Elyon, we used to learn Kachim. And even then, right, not everyone was able to stay on the wagon. But the Rebbe wants to learn Kachim. He's like, I'm done with Nashim Nizik, and let me learn Kachim, let me learn something else. That's not really fair to the Talmidim. Talmidim want to learn other things. So a good Rebbe is one who will sacrifice what he wants to learn for what the Talmidim want to learn, or to sacrifice the way he would like to teach it, to the way they would benefit the most. So he's not thinking about his own growth, but thinking about the growth of others. Then he's doima l'malach Hashem, because the malach has no ability to move up or down. He's stuck in one station. And so too, if a person's involved in helping others, he shouldn't be do so for selfish reasons. He should do so in order to help others. And if such a person is a Rebbe, is the teacher, then that's a person who's worthy of being mevakish tarmipim. All right, Chaver, Mitzvah will go on. Next time is very interesting. He discusses Shira, song, and the nature of what song represents, and why is it that Malachim are always singing, and we're singing, what's this song represents, and he shows how it's really related to this concept we were just talking about, taking this world and uplifting it towards Ribbono Shel Olam. All right, Chaver, yeah.